Previously on Ex-Wives Undercover, Liars, Cheaters, and Love Cons.
You're all introduced to both Jill and a poker-playing, manipulative man by the name of Todd Dean. Now, if you remember, Mr. Dean started out great, hot, heavy, and friendly, but by the end of the three-month mark, it looks like Mr. Dean's tune had changed because Jill was most definitely feeling the cold shoulder. Unfortunately, walking away from this man would not be so easy because Jill had given him thousands of dollars. Now in this episode, I will be introducing you to a handful of new women that suddenly come into Jill's life. And being the nice person I am, I'm going to go ahead and give you their names and who they are at the beginning of this episode. That way, if things start to get a bit confusing, you can rewind back to the bookmark where we talk about who each woman is. First up, you'll meet Sarah, Todd's assistant, and she does play a very big role in the uncovering of Mr. Dean.
You know, she said, had I known he was going to ask you for money, I would have told you not to.
Next, you will meet Wendy. And Wendy, like Jill, is another woman who gets wrapped up and manipulated by Mr. Dean.
He's telling me that, you know, how successful that he's telling her I am. He's telling her I'm crazy. And so I did send her, you know, a business email.
And by the end of the episode, you will meet a fiery woman by the name of Lacey. And she, like the other women, will help open Jill's eyes up to the man that Mr. Todd Dean really is.
I didn't know anything about her relationship with Todd.
Okay.
I had no clue.
So when you pick her from the airport, do you have a clue at this point?
No.
Oh my God!
Welcome to Ex-Wives Undercover.
Liars, cheaters, and love cons.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Athena.
First, we told our story, and now we're sharing all of your craziest and most heart-wrenching stories of love gone wrong. Sometimes we laugh.
And sometimes we cry.
But more importantly,
we stand together. All right, girl. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
The views, information, or opinions expressed on our show by our guests are solely the views of those individuals involved and by no means represent absolute facts. Opinions expressed by the host and guests may change at any time. Our podcast and YouTube show may at times cover sensitive topics, including but not limited to suicide, abuse, violence. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. Welcome back to Jill's story, Kissing a Toad. Jill, once again, is extended an invitation to join Todd on yet another business trip. This time, the two are joined by Todd's assistant and Kentucky bound. Now, you see, this is the first time Jill and Todd's assistant would be together in person. And being the master manipulator that Todd is, he made sure to feed false information to both women before they were to be introduced to one another in person. For the protection and privacy of the women involved, we have changed their names and have removed any audio that includes any identifying information. I begin my interview with Jill by asking her about the relationship between Todd and his assistant, Sarah. What is her relationship to Todd? Was she an assistant to him? Did she work for him? Or was she just another person that dated him and was another investor?
That is what I thought the relationship was, of course, until, you know, that's actually how I refer to her, is as Todd's assistant.
Did his assistant also invest in Sinjaro Wellness?
No.
Okay. Thank God.
Being the friendly, fun-loving woman Jill is, she very quickly became friendly with Todd's assistant. And while these women were chatting it up, Jill couldn't shake the feeling that things she had been told by Todd about this woman were not adding up.
You do talk about knowing both good and bad stories about Todd's assistant. What was it that Todd had told you about his assistant before you had ever met her?
She had a drinking problem. I forgot exactly the number, but she had maybe, I think, five children with multiple fathers. But she was great. She was very smart. She was capable of doing anything. But, you know, so I didn't really know what to expect, honestly.
Sounds like the story Brandon gave Amber about me. She's a drunk with lots of baby daddies. And, but I'm pretty sure he never said I was smart. But it sounds to me like he was definitely painting a picture like, oh, I would never date a woman like that. But her intelligence is enough that I'll have her work for me. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
I am guessing, like me, you are wondering why Todd felt the need to plant false information about his own assistant, right? And why would Todd want to put the two women together, especially knowing that he had lied to both of them? The answer, simply put, is that Todd Dean is a raging narcissist, and people with narcissistic tendencies may like to believe that they are invincible and have everything together, but that could not be any further from the truth. During the next part of my interview with Jill, she explains how she and Sarah ended up getting close enough to where Sarah felt comfortable to warn her about who Todd Dean really was. And just a reminder, any pauses that you hear during this section of the interview is because I've removed Sarah's real name.
You talk about this trip with her and how this is the first time you'd really been around her. You probably saw through stuff so quickly, I'm assuming. Were you two in the same vehicle? And
we were
was
in the same
Todd
vehicle.
With you? Okay.
Todd was driving. I was up front. Okay. She was in the back. So they picked me up. It was maybe about an hour and a half drive, still in Kentucky. We were going to look at some property. He thinks this is going to be a future investor for him. And maybe, you know, another place that he can have his next Sanjara Wellness. So we're riding, and kind of like everyone else that I've met, you know, she's a smart, beautiful woman. We bonded quickly, and you know, we start talking, and at this point, I don't remember, you know, what we're agreeing with, but it's obvious that Todd doesn't like it. He seems to be getting aggravated that she and I are connecting. You know, it didn't make any sense to me, but now it does.
I mean, talk about ballsy. The fact that he was brave enough to put you both in the same vehicle. Wow.
Yes.
He must think he is just hot shit and just could outsmart everyone. I mean, clearly he does think that, but okay. I just had to throw that in there.
He does.
I'm sorry.
He absolutely does. And you know, and so we get to the location and we can't find the person. You know, he's almost belittling because she didn't have the right information. And this is the first time that I've seen this, right? Because he hadn't started really belittling me yet, not until that day. But I was noticing it, and it made me uncomfortable. But so finally we get to the clubhouse and we're waiting to meet the person.
While Todd waits in the main clubhouse, Sarah and Jill make their way to the women's restroom.
She actually says to me when we were in there, I was really hoping that you all were going to date, you know. And of course, and I'm like, okay, well, thank you. And, you know, I didn't know what all information she knew, but I guess obviously she knew that we weren't dating. And I think now that I look back, she was sharing that information with me, I guess, maybe to see what all I did know, right? Yeah, she is very smart. Todd shows his ass the way that he treated us in front of the couple that were there. It was a man and woman. So again, she and I bonded, and, you know, and I don't remember what she said, but, you know, I was like, I'm not going to take this shit. So she and I were quickly, you know, forming a little connection, because, you know, and we were looking at one house. We were taking too long. She and I are talking, just the same situation. He doesn't like it. So he's like, you know, come on, you know, it's time to go. He got so aggravated, really, I think, with the two of us getting along so well. He was really almost rude to the person that we were there to see. You know, he was like, it's time to go. Again, I still hadn't really seen that this side of him. So it's, yeah. You know, we get in the truck and I was trying to help with something. So I needed a number. I was texting both of them some information for the property. Then, you know, and he didn't think anything about this then. And I split off to our own individual text, of course, and, you know, just kind of throwing some low blows about, you know, Todd was bitching that she didn't stay and help. And so now we're both kind of just digging on Todd, right? Because mm-hmm. I want to, and she wants to, and we didn't have anybody else that we could do that with. You know, I don't know what was said between and Todd, but he wanted both and myself to stay and clean and help clean up the property to try and get it ready for whoever, right? You know, his next investor. So that means really his next victim. Now I know.
The property you guys are at, well, like, why are you guys cleaning it? Does he own it? Is he a landlord?
Well, I mean, he owns it. I mean, I'm thinking
with other people's money.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. Yes. $1.8 million.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I'm still playing catch up. There's so much to this. So many twists and turns and women. And wow.
Once you get into a relationship with Todd, you usually hide that from everyone that matters, right? Or this is what I was doing and what I find out everyone ends up doing. They hide it from everybody.
It's definitely, it sounds like there's a pattern for sure
that's what he wants you to do though.
Oh yeah.
He wants you to keep it hidden from everybody.
Now, the original plan was to visit two of the properties. One of these properties was located not too far away from Jill's home. So she decided to meet Todd and Sarah there, leave her vehicle, and ride with them to the next property. That meant Todd would have to bring Jill back to her vehicle. But instead of doing that, he continued home with Jill in his car.
So why did Todd try to make you ride back to Nashville with him and leave your car behind?
He wants you to do that, really, because he's got control and he had been a total ass to me that day for the first time. I saw it in his eyes. You know, I mean, it was scary. And so I wanted to leave, actually, when he did that. I wanted to get in my car and go home. And that's really what I should have done. But I stayed and continued to clean. And I don't know. He probably assumed that I might leave and go home if I had my own vehicle. And I probably would have. Yes, I definitely would have, which would
that
have been
sense.
Smart. Mm-hmm. And he knew that. I mean, he saw the fear in my eyes. And then, you know, and then I came back and of course ended up apologizing to him for something he had done to me.
Remember that conversation between Sarah and Jill in the restroom? Well, that definitely did not happen by chance. Jill really didn't know it at the time, but Sarah was planting a seed. She wanted her to reach out to her. She wanted to help Jill. And thankfully, that seed had taken root because Jill called Sarah as soon as she returned to Todd's condo.
So he leaves me at his condo. You know, he plays poker every night. And at this point, it's, you know, he's breaking away. He doesn't, you know, he's not wanting to stay with me all the time because he'd give a shit less. So he leaves me at his condo. He goes to play poker. He's gone for a couple of hours. And I had told him that I was going to watch a movie or I can't remember. But so instead of watching a movie, and I are texting, we're talking on the phone.
Todd's assistant trusted Jill immediately and vice versa. And by night's end, she confesses every dark secret she had been hiding regarding Todd Dean. Todd's assistant even admits to Jill that she was only staying around because she thought she might be able to somehow help the other women who invested in Todd's fake wellness center
get their money back. And when Jill thought it could not get any worse, boy, was she wrong. Todd's assistant then drops another heartbreaking bomb. While Todd was dating Jill, he was also romantically involved with a handful of his other female investors. Jill couldn't believe she had been so blinded by this man, and that she could have missed something of this magnitude. Or maybe she just didn't want to.
It sounds just like throughout, you know, every few minutes or so, you guys get deeper and deeper, and she uncovers a lot for you, and you must have been blown away. And I know by the end of this conversation, she's even kind of told you that in some type of way, she's almost sticking around in a sense just to ensure that these women who he's, you know, screwed over and stolen money from will maybe get paid back. I'm not sure why she felt like she had to do that. She probably has a really big heart because he obviously takes advantage of people who have a big heart.
Well, and she also felt bad. You know, she said, had I known he was going to ask you for money, I would have told you not to. And I think she felt bad because she knew that not that all these other women could afford it, but it hurt me financially more than it hurt some of the others. Right. So maybe she saw me as, you know, a little weaker and kind of, you know, in a financial position as she was, maybe. I don't know, but
she
would have warned me.
She seems to connect with you.
Yeah. She felt bad about these other women, you know, right. And so she kind of felt like she was involved and wanted to help put a closure to it and try and maybe get their money back. Really? I mean, she felt guilty. We always feel guilty.
I know. So true.
Even though there was, you know, she went through some bad, bad things with him.
Yeah. I know. It's so crazy how we get so manipulated and our reactions, our sense of guilt are so warped.
Jill quickly ends her call with Sarah as soon as she hears that Todd is walking in the door. She needed to act like everything was okay. It was not time to spill the beans and reveal everything that she knew.
He comes back because, you know, he's used to me texting him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I wasn't, and he knew where I was, right? So he gets back and, you know, and I haven't watched a movie. You know, and he's like, well, what have you been doing? You know, he knew, right?
Oh, yeah.
In those following 2 days after the trip to Kentucky, Jill had memory banked the two names that Todd's assistant had mentioned specifically to her. And this is when Jill decides to do a little uncovering of her own. And it would not take long for Jill to find out what was really going on between Todd and Wendy. And Wendy, like Jill, is another woman who gets wrapped up and manipulated by Mr. Dean.
And you know, I mean, I'm going to start looking, right?
Oh, hell yeah, of course you are.
Did I want to know if it was true or did I not? But I wanted to know if it was true.
Jill decides to send Wendy a friend request on Facebook. I mean, why not, right? Jill, after all, had given Todd $25,000 and she needed to know who the hell she was dealing with. Trying to cover his tracks, Todd quickly reaches out to Jill and forces her to tell Wendy a false story. You may be wondering why Jill would even bother going along with it, especially when she's seeing Todd look so nervous. The truth is, Jill has already been so manipulated by this point, she wasn't sure what to believe anymore.
You know, and then, of course, she says something to Todd, and he's pissed. I said, well, it was because we have a mutual friend, Todd Dean. He already told me what to say. You know, we have a mutual friend, Todd, and I was hoping that, you know, that I could staff for your company. He already prepared me what to tell her. And so it worked because legitimately we could do business together. He's telling me that he's telling her what a great job I do, which he's telling her that I'm crazy.
Oh my gosh. He's just setting up the stage, isn't he? He's
just
got the characters ready.
Yeah. Wow. And he's telling me that, you know, how successful that he's telling her I am. He's telling her I'm crazy. And so I did send her, you know, a business email.
Yeah.
And then she and I both kind of just left it and we didn't talk again. She continued to see him. Of course, so did I. But neither one of us knew that until soon.
Let's now move on to a woman named Lacey who lived in the same building as Todd Dean. Of course, Todd tried to use his same slimy tactics on her, but had zero luck doing so. And in retaliation to this woman not welcoming Todd's advances, he quickly decides to create yet another false narrative surrounding her. And within days, Lacey has been renamed by Todd as his stalker.
You mention throughout this time frame a reference of the stalker. I'm assuming just like Todd Dean does, he preemptively like sets the stage for these characters to make sure he's safe if you guys interact.
That's what Todd tried to tell people, but she is not.
I can only assume that she was riding his ass to get her money back if she was another person.
She never gave him money, but she totally read him as soon she read him, and he kept trying and kept trying and kept trying and would have nothing to do with him. So he couldn't stand it.
Oh,
starts telling me about narcissism. I mean, she like took me under my wing or her wing.
I loved reading that part about your story. Because oftentimes the person who's painted as the biggest villain is the person that was out of the narcissist's reach.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of why I was the master, you know, devil, the puppeteer that Brandon would talk about all the time, because once I was done and he couldn't do anything. And I think it ate him up.
Yep.
It was in his back pocket. I'd moved on. I was remarried and it just almost made it worse. It's so crazy. Tell our listeners, what is the real truth regarding
Lacey and Todd?
Did he go after her like acting like he wanted a relationship? So he did do that too. It was both.
You know, she saw him when she came in. She understood a narcissist. She'd been with one before. So she questioned. But then, of course, when she saw me there, you know, and started seeing signs, and really just by talking with me, because when she was out of the country, you know, he's texting her, but she quickly understood, you know, when she and I start talking.
Lacey and Jill were also both regulars on a poker chat thread that included Todd. And one day, Lacey noticed that Jill had removed herself from the message thread. And so she decided to reach out to Jill to find out why. And just a reminder, when you hear a pause in the audio, it is because I have removed Lacey's real name.
I removed myself from the group text. You know, I mean, so she sees that I did that. And she's thinking, okay, maybe she's understanding what's happening. So she sends me a text and says, hey, why did you remove yourself from the group chat? Of course, I said, Todd and I got into a fight, you know, blah, 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 blah. We just texted a little, and she actually enough that I knew, you know, that Todd had told her that there was nothing between he and I.
Yep.
I still didn't know a lot, but she asked him if he would pick her up from the airport, but we knew that he had a date, right? Because we were actually just kind of messing with him to see, is he going to pick up or is he going to choose this other person?
Mm-hmm.
He declines to pick up and takes his date with Kim, and I pick up from the airport.
I saw that. Had you and Lacey met in person and spoken to one another before she reached out and asked why? Okay. Had she ever privately text messaged you before? I'm assuming Sophie went to dinner. Like, was it just the two of you?
Yeah, well, it was me and some other people.
Okay, so when she reaches out and asks why you've removed yourself from the group thread, what had you both equally shared was your relationship with Todd? Was everything out in the open? Like, did you know relationship with Todd?
No.
She knew yours?
I didn't know anything about her relationship with Todd.
Okay.
I had no clue.
So when you pick her from the airport, do you have a clue at this point?
No.
I mean,
kind of, but I'm still like, you know, I mean, like, no, I mean, I'm just pretending like nothing's happening.
Oh my gosh. And this is in the drive home from the airport. Is that
this
correct?
This is in the drive home from the, yes. And at this point, I had been crying all day because he's with someone else. And so I just start opening up to her. And I remember her asking me, you know, are you in love with him? I was like, no. But I did end up saying yes. But she then is trying to explain to me, you've got, you know, leave. Don't, you know, this is what's going on. This is what he is. And I didn't, I'm still not listening at all. I mean, she was listening to everything that I was saying. And she knew that I would probably go back.
Yeah, you weren't
she
ready
knew that
to be
several
done.
Times, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, and I thought, no.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she invited, because I was staying in Nashville that night, she invited, you know, she said, Jill, you can stay with me. You don't have to stay with him. And I'm like, no, I want to stay with you. So
yeah.
She had been in a narcissistic relationship before and was trying to help me get out of it.
See, he knows how to track the nice, caring givers for sure. Another one. She stuck it out with Todd in a sense for you. What do you mean by that?
I mean, she could have cut her friendship off with me a long time before she did. Number one, she couldn't stand him, and she was really trying to help me get out because she cared about me. And she went through a lot of, you know, she got triggered by a lot of the stuff that I was dealing with, and you know, she was kind of having to relive. And remember, she lives in Nashville. You know, we didn't know each other that long, but she, you know, as now I understand, she knew that I needed to get out, and I had no clue how to, and she was afraid that he was going to totally sink me.
During the drive back home from the airport, Jill admits that it was the first time anyone had explained to her what a narcissist was, and that Michael Todd Dean was one in the worst fashion. Next was a warning from her to Jill about the lies, torment, and heartbreak she was about to endure from Todd Dean. And sure enough, she was right about everything.
So Lisa and I, you know, continue our friendship. Todd has no clue, but, you know, at one point in time, I know I said that she had shared something with me, and that was in the very, very beginning. And then,
okay.
No, I didn't share. I didn't want him to know because he was going to freak out.
I just had an epiphany. Todd did you a favor by bringing you in to Texas Hold'em because my dear, you learned how to like play your cards correctly and when you needed to. And that is huge. You always,
yes.
You know, you got to think like them. And yeah. So thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Thanks again for that.
Moving into the second week of May, Todd and Jill are still speaking. Jill decides to invite Todd to do something with her that week, but he declines Jill's invitation. He says he has plans, but he won't tell her who with.
So, of course, I know he's going out to dinner with a female I don't know who. And, of course, I'm pissed. And he's playing poker, and it's a Tuesday night. And, you know, I'm pissed. And so, basically, I'm just like, okay, I'm done, right? So, I've said this before that I was done, but I think if I'm going to be done, I'm deleting every single thing, every text, every picture. I deleted the deleted and the deleted and the deleted, which that's what he wants.
Were there pictures of the two of you on social media, like to where
he had a hot woman on his arm? No. He didn't ever put a picture of the two of us on social media. Never.
Okay.
Because that would mess up his game. No.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was just his friend. So, you know.
Yeah, of course.
No, he acted like to me like, oh, it kind of breaks my heart. You did that, you know? That's the way he was acting to me. Like,
oh, he's so such sad. A shed. I know that he was spinning it and making you feel okay with the status that you had. And like, if you want to be with me, too bad. I'm going out. I'm not going to tell you with who. Is that true? Or was he saying the words that you and him were exclusive and just to quit being so insecure? Or which route was he taking with you?
So, well, what he would do is he would reel me in. Like there was one time, I mean, we had probably spent 4, maybe 5 nights together. I don't know. But then he starts talking with someone else. So we're spending, you know, enough time together that I'm assuming we're in a relationship, but we're not speaking about it because whatever. So, but then he gets to the point that he's ready to drop me because he's got somebody else that he's ready to bring in like that. And he starts a fight and says, you act like we're dating.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, because you act like we're dating. But that's when I know now that I've been cycled a couple of times, I know that's right before he's ready for me to say, okay, see ya, because he's got someone else coming in. And I'm like, okay, bye. But I would hang around I'd still see him and still talk to him. And then, you know, he'd circle me back. Well, I forgot what that's called.
Yeah, God.
Recycled.
Damn,
they're
good.
He recycled me. Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of put you on like the bench.
Yeah.
He benched you and he was like, yeah, you moved down to JV for the moment and then varsity.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a dick, man. I've been through it. I know you are not alone. There's so many women going, yep, been there. Yep. Oh God. Ew, cringe. Why did I do that? Yep. Did that.
Jill was now ready to reach back out to Wendy and ask some real questions. Hopefully she would get to the bottom of things and find out who Wendy really was to Todd.
You guys do finally open up and talk. So what exactly did you uncover? What was going on?
How this happened was we both knew something. So I knew that he was out to dinner with a friend and she had seen where he had posted a poker video and it had me and someone else at the encore. So she knew that I was obviously still there and maybe I wasn't as crazy as, you know, as he's saying. She also knew that he would send a selfie of him on the boat, but he wouldn't include her. So he did. So she posts, you know, she and I are friends on Facebook. So she posts her story and she posts almost an identical picture, right? So, and she said, honestly, she was doing that to see if I would notice it, and not that she was trying to be rude, but I did notice. And I was,
you guys all were feeling something. You guys all had an instinct that something was up. You all, oh gosh, like it's so funny. Amber and I did the
but
exact
listen,
same thing.
I am at his condo in Nashville while he is on the boat with her. I think he's coming back to the condo. And finally it's later. And he's not, and I'm actually texting with one of my friends in Bowling Green, Shanda, and she's like, Jill, why are you still there? And I don't remember how late it was, but, you know, obviously he's not coming back to the condo, and I'm sitting there.
Was it a plan that the two of you were meeting up at his home that evening, or were you there waiting to confront him, thinking that he was just going to come home, and now you're seeing these, you know, pictures that are looking way too similar and you want to confront him? Or
at this point I was still waiting. I was waiting, you know, just, I thought he was going to come back. I knew he'd been on a date and I thought, okay, he's going to come back. I mean, that is truly what I was doing. So finally I'm like, fuck him. You know, I mean, no. And so I have a key to his condo and I take it. And I left right by where he parked was this pole. I left my key to his condo on top of the pole, and I took a picture of it, letting him know I'm leaving my key. Took a picture of it, sent it to him, and of course, this is the only time he finally answers me. He yells at me because I left his key out there. You know, like, what an idiot. It's you cannot get in this garage without a code. But he's turning it back on me, like I'm the one who's done something wrong, right? Typical narcissist.
Okay. I love it. I'm so sassy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pathetic. I mean,
or pathetic.
Well, I mean, you did want to confront him. It might have ended with a lot of sex that night. It didn't. Not yet. Just maybe the next night.
Jill was still spending at least two nights a week with Todd, playing poker and not working as she should. She was only focused on Todd. She was now aware that something was way off, and for whatever reason, Jill felt like she still needed to hold on.
Moving forward, were you resentful? Were you feeling jealous? Were you guys bickering when you were together?
I was on pins and needles. It was exhausting, and it got more and more exhausting because he was not nice to me anymore. It was, you know, he expected me to pay. I mean, he only kept me around at this point really for money. And I mean, at that point, I don't even know if I had the capabilities to even be jealous because I was worried about anything that I did around him was just a yucky feeling, but I stayed and continued.
Do you feel like you were staying because of the trauma bond or because of you trying to get your money back, or was it a blend of the two?
You know, and I asked myself that for a long time. You know, I really stayed at first and tried to stay on good terms because of the money. But then it got to a point that really I probably didn't think I was going to get the money back. And so, I mean, I even said out loud, am I staying to get the money, or is that really not why I'm staying, you know? And I couldn't answer that question because it was so messed up. I mean, it was just, he is just awful. He's just awful, awful, awful. I mean, he made me feel so bad about myself. You know, I was either too thin or too this, or he never complimented me ever, you know? And I'm not trying to be conceited, but that is not, I'm not used to that, you know?
you're stunning. So woman.
I let him make me feel ugly, and like I was almost like, he tried to make me feel stupid. I mean, he knocked on my head, you know, and said, use your head, Jill, use your head. And so, but I allowed that. So I'm going to bring this full circle on myself here, which this is the only positive thing about this whole situation is I finally learned a lot about the ways that I act. So he made me feel ugly, right? I said, you know, just not attractive. And tried to make me feel stupid. I allowed that, but I kept going back. See, and I started learning about narcissism with him with one of his friends. But now that I understand, my mother, I think we talked about this before, my mother committed suicide. I didn't realize she was a narcissist. I didn't know what that meant. So I was never good enough for her. There was nothing I could ever do to please her. So I have to run to relationships like that. That's so Todd, he made me feel ugly. I kept going back because that's what I grew up That's how I grew up. That's all that I knew. Now it's making sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're, yeah, even if it's dysfunctional, if it's your norm, it feels safe. And when it's not that, it feels unsafe. It feels different. And that makes you feel uncomfortable. Even if it was something healthy, it's interesting.
I'm used to the chaos. And when there's not chaos, I get bored.
Damn, we're dysfunctional. We used to be. We're getting better.
Jill promised herself she would stay away from him for good. Unfortunately, that only lasted about 3 days. Jill ran right back to Todd within 1 week and took his offer to stay at his condo while she was in Nashville that evening. And while waiting for Todd at his home, her messages and phone calls were repeatedly declined by Mr. Dean. And Jill knew what that meant. Todd was clearly out with another woman, and she knew in her gut that Todd was with Wendy. It was time to do a little recon, so Jill went straight to both of their social media pages, and hot damn, sure enough, the images they both posted were at the same location.
So that night, I drive home when I was supposed to stay the night with him, so literally the next day, I reached out to her. I had her cell phone from her email that, you know, our business email. He set that up, remember? He set it
up. Good job, Todd.
So, yep. So I texted her and, you know, she wasn't surprised. Again, you know, she told me she wanted me to see the picture.
Did you just like vomit a bunch of information out? Like, hey, this is the truth. This is this. This is this. And she was pissed and like, oh, hell no. And just finally came clean.
She, you know, and again, I mean, she and I had just connected, you know, I mean, so it's, I mean, we talked, in fact, she asked me to come over for dinner last night. So, and, you know, so we just connected and I've had several of these conversations and she knew something wasn't right. Something was fishy. There were several things. She's actually kept a very good, almost detailed journal. So she already knew something was wrong. And so she was ready. She was ready to hear. And she knew that I was telling her the truth.
Okay. So tell us what she told you about their relationship.
So their relationship was almost identical to the relationship I had with Todd. I mean, everything, literally, I mean, the same restaurant, the same, I mean, it's everything is identical in pattern. It's just a different amount. And if he can get more, he will continue to get more. I mean, everything.
Was she pissed knowing, was she shocked finding out about you? Or did you get a sense that maybe she knew he was talking to other women?
He had already told her that I was crazy, right? So she wasn't shocked. She wasn't shocked. And she truthfully wasn't, you know, she was having a lot of fun and she wasn't really emotionally as connected as I was.
Okay. Okay.
And this was really, I mean, she hung out with him maybe one more time after we all knew what was going on. And then she was out and she was, and now she's consoling me and, you know, saying, you know, Jill, you know, what are you doing? Don't tell me you're still talking to him. I started hiding from her house and I was talking to him, you know, so women are involved still trying to pull me out.
Oh my gosh.
From that idiot.
But yeah. It was like a domino effect, but in a good way. Like,
yeah.
The next woman was warning the next woman.
Now, before wrapping up my interview with Jill, I had one last question for her.
Were you all like on a group thread? Were you all talking or were you kind of having different relationships separately and keeping them all separate?
They were all separate. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Those were all separate.
Did you feel like could trust all of these women?
Yes. 100%. I completely, completely trusted them and still do.
Okay. That's so cool.
Unfortunately, throughout all of this mess between Jill and Todd, she had lost Sarah's trust. And it would take about a year to earn that back.
Again, she also knew that I was going to go back. You know, so she kept saying, are you done? Are you, you know, are you really done? You know, why are you treating me this way?
Because you're annoying and you keep going back to him. You weak ass. Even though I did that for 5 years. Yeah.
Because she didn't want to start confiding in me again until she knew that I was truly done, because I had already, you know, shared with, you know, and finally, when I was done, she could tell that I was done.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I've been on both sides. So I totally understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday, October 16th, 2022 is the last time Jill saw Todd Dean in person. Well, that is until March 2nd, 2023, but we'll get there. Now, you may be wondering where we're going to go with this next episode. Well, let's just say we have a lot of ground to cover. Actually, I think the correct phrase would be, we have a lot of women to uncover. And just like with Jill's story, there is a lot of scheming and scamming and fake money investments. There will be broken hearts, broken friendships, and of course, the person in the center of all of this anguish is Todd Dean. And once again, if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a 5-star review and make sure to join our private Facebook group for even more juicy info. You can also find us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And of course, you can always visit our site at www.xwivesundercover.com.